time I see you, you got me feeling you more and more. Cause boy, you're my type, you're extra fly. You gotta know what you're doing to me when everyone's around you. So many wanna be a friend. If I was your girl, you wouldn't need all of them. I'd be the only real one left. If this is love, this is love, let me know. If it's truth, then I want you to show.
Wow. Every time I hear that song, I just love it. Everything about this song is good. Let me start off by saying Happy New Year to everybody, all of our listeners locally and overseas, and especially to our military men that take the time to listen and send us the emails telling us that how much they enjoy the show. You guys, we appreciate your service. Thank you for your service. Now, for those listening for the first time, welcome. You're in for a treat. This is the Gospel Jazz Connection. We have Miss M in the studio on the ones and twos, and this is D-Nice. And what we do each and every week on Gospel Jazz Connection, we bring you the best in smooth music. We also bring you the best in interviews from some of the top people in the industry, people that when I talk to them, they'll tell you quickly they're not trying to be important, but they're trying to do the things that are important. And today is no different. I thank you, Miss Ann, for starting out with this young lady. I was very impressed when I heard her. This is KD, and she's new on the scene. Thank you, Pam Broussard from Ben Motion Productions for PR for bringing her into our life. And that song was number one, and she was able to come on and do an interview with us on the radio show, and also she followed it up with a good interview on our television show. So we had a lot of fun talking to this young lady, 18 to 19, but so focused,
so mature, and her music, it just comes through that way. And so I am so happy to know that she has come and hit the ground running, and we're looking for some great things for her in the times to come. But also, I have with me a young man that basically is the backbone of music, and he's been so instrumental in starting the careers of, man, major list goes on, the different artists that he was able to start bringing into the fold of the musical industry. And this young man is an American record executive, songwriter, composer, and record producer who was instrumental in the careers of just so many different people right now. Not only, man, just trying to catch up with some of the different things he does. He's got a he's a who's who on here. He's also a motivational speaker. He's a business professional, 30 years experience in leadership and management, motivation certified coach. Everything that you want out of a young man. I don't know how he has the time and every day to handle all the responsibilities he's taking on. And ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, this man's name and reputation speaks for itself. Help me welcome to our Gospel Jazz Connection studio today, Mr. Jazzy Jordan. Jazzy, how you doing, my man?
I'm good, great. How are you, D-Nice?
Man, I appreciate hearing from you all the time, man. I know we said we were there at the Urban Network, man. I had to ask you the same question, man. How do you do it? There's only 24 hours of the day that I discovered. Okay, so evidently, the next book you got coming out has got to let us know how you get by in those extra hours, because you constantly are working to make this music business, or the business of music, a better place to live in. And we appreciate you, man.
Well, it's very simple. That's why I wrote this latest book, Health is Wealth, because again, mm-hmm. if you treat your body right, you don't need a lot of sleep. You know, you can sleep and rest when you die. Okay.
Mm-hmm, right.
Things to be done as long as you live. And, you know, again, I take care of my body. I treat it like my temple. And I wrote this book because I want everybody else to feel the same way. You know, God gave us a precious gift. This, you know, this body of ours, this machine, you don't have to tell it to think. You don't have to tell it to blink. You don't have to tell it to breathe. You don't have to tell it to do anything. It just does it automatically. You ever stop to wonder what a miracle that is? So again, when you treat it right, you feed it right, rest it right, it will take care of you.
Wow. Okay, so let's go back a little, Jazzy.
Sure.
When you first started this industry, like I said, it was a different mindset. I look at the way that the music has kind of evolved now,
uh-huh.
where it was yeah. maybe 10 years back, and let's go back further than that, because you've been in the industry 30 years or longer, plus.
Yeah.
Okay?
Long enough to have worked with the rapper D-Nice, okay?
Right. I got you. Yeah. That's been a minute.
Exactly.
You know, And the list goes on and on of the people that you've been able to, you know what I'm saying, bring into this industry. And you know what's funny, though, Jazz, you look at some of the cats that you were really able to introduce into the industry, man, they're still bumping today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, you don't have to worry about longevity if you have quality in your life. If you are a great songwriter, a great singer, a great performer, you know, you take someone like Marvin Sapp, that, you know, we were able to give him the song Never Would Have Made It. Well, we didn't actually give it to him. He wrote the song, but, you know, we were actually able to really make it happen for him. Now, this guy has a career that he can sing that song for the rest of his life. He never has to worry about another song, okay?
Right.
It's just that simple. One song can do it for you if it's a big enough song. And that's why I always say, you know, connect with the right people. That's the number one thing you have to do. You have to connect with the right people and get the right support team around you, because none of us is nothing without a support team.
That's spoken so true. And like I said, the longevity from there to now, he's getting ready to get this BMI award.
Which has had a little controversy around that one too, but you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, you remember that I also work with Donnie McClurkin. So
right.
Donnie had a lot of controversy around him around the same subject matter, you know?
But right, right.
I'll just say this. To me, it's like, it's really insane today when you can't speak your heart, you know? And you can't say what's on your mind. You can't believe something and allow it to be your belief, because somebody else, they have their belief. So why can't I believe what I want to believe? That's
right.
Not really necessarily harming someone and not necessarily coming against someone. And, you know, because, again, I think every human being, you know, God gives us all the ability to do whatever we want to do. It's up to us. We have to make up our mind what we want to do. And you know, and I'll just leave it there, because, you know, I just think it really is pretty, pretty shameful when people, you know, either way, you know, you're not supposed to be name calling. You're supposed to be loving on people. I get that.
Right.
And I'm all for that. But again,
right.
It's just like, you know, the crazy thing about today and the thing to be learned from the Ken situation is you got to be careful wherever you are. First of all, you shouldn't be saying anything that you wouldn't say, you know, let's say on the radio, you know,
right,
anywhere else. That's number one, because if you live by that principle, you don't have to worry about it. But
that's true.
If you think you're around your friends, you got to check their phones now and check their phones at the door.
Right. Exactly.
Otherwise, you're going to be put on blast. Everybody's going to know your business.
that's true. Now we're gonna go on to music, but like I said, I you know, we just personify that as Americans as a whole. When you know, little conflicts like this just blow up. Now, yet still, in a few days, we're getting ready to swear in somebody who has been known to speak his mind, and he spoke his mind in so many ways and places that you know people turn green, red, and purple. But yet and still, we as a unity totally somehow elected this man. So you know, all that trying to, you know, we should have just got up on it back then and called people out then about name calling and other things out, rather than wait until now to take one of our own and try to dissect and put our little two cents in now. It's just like, you know, that's kind of shameful when you want to go after the fact and talk. Like I said, you don't know, like you said, people are entitled to their own opinions, but we know now that Big Brother is totally on his toes watching everybody, and the way that he's making these appointments, it's going to get a lot worse. So you're right. We definitely got to make sure we check in everybody's cell phones, video cameras, undercover wires, and everything else. Be careful at all times what you say, because somebody will be listening.
Exactly. And that's why I said, you know, whatever I'm going to say in my living room or in my bathroom when I think I'm alone, I'll say in public. So I'm not going to get caught up. You know, I'm not going to get caught up, and you're going to all of a sudden hear something and go, wow, that was jazzy. No.
Right.
You got to understand the meaning of the word power. Okay, Donald Trump has a lot of power, and I know you didn't mean to mention his name, but he has a lot of power because he has money, and you know, so that gives him influence. And guess what? And this is my opinion. I'll say this anywhere. See, that vote was more about what they didn't want than what they did want. Okay,
I agree.
And that's really pretty shameful, because, you know, the last 8 years, I don't think we'll know how good we had the last 8 years until after these next 4 years are over. I think we'll look back and go, wow.
Right.
We were, you know, we had it made, comparatively speaking. So it's going to be interesting to see what direction the world goes in and what direction we go in. Because, again, see, my thing right now, D9, is I'm glad we brought this up, because my thing is right now is about waking people up. Mm. You know, we've walked around comatose too long and just waiting for something to happen. But, you know, things don't happen to you like that. You have to have intentional living in your life for great things to happen to you. They just don't happen by accident. You just don't be walking down the street and all of a sudden, you know, $1 million fall in your pocket. Unless,
right.
of course, unless, of course, you get hit by a car and, you know, and lost it, you might. But you may not be able to enjoy the money. So what I'm
right.
saying, you know, we need intentional living, and we need to really start to think about what we're doing. And, you know, and my recipe is very simple. You start with yourself.
Mm.
See, Michael Jackson had it right. The man in the mirror.
Mm.
Because, you know, if we make that change we want to make, and, you know, and again, to me, it starts with feeling good. It starts with, you know, when you feel good and your body is in shape, you look good, and now you're inspired to do things. You're not inspired to sit home and sit on the couch and, you know, and do all the things that can go along with that. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're inspired to go out and create a different world out here, a world you want to see, a world that, you know, that your kids can be proud of. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of change, let's go back for a minute, because like I said, you know, we're getting
sure.
a bird's eye view, and I really appreciate you and what you bring to the table. That's why I said my house is your house. Anytime you want to come through, because we just get so much blessings with your knowledge. Now, they're talking about changing. The music as a whole, the music business, okay? Because now, you're right, it's called the music business. Before, people would want to sing or they want to write or whatever, and they'd find an outlet to utilize their talents or whatever. And then you had specific companies that came along, like, you know, Motown came along and did
sure.
a grooming process, and they set themselves aside, and other people set themselves aside. You had the other record companies or whatever. And now things are just leading to where the big guys is gobbling up the little guys, and they've got so many twists. You can go on the internet, you can go on it. But those that are listening that don't understand where it came from, the lineage we are now enjoying now, where it came from is back when it was that, what do you call it, guerrilla marketing back then when you guys were doing the music. You had to actually
right.
be able to sing. You had to be able to do a cappella. You had to be able to do everything that you needed to. And you, as a producer, whatever, you couldn't go to a synthesizer and get your mixes down. You couldn't go and tweak this and tweak that like you can do today, because it was straight. You had to have that ear. You had to have that talent and the skill set that you had to have to take a group or an individual and develop that sound to be able to have that longevity, like you said. Now, talk about a little about that experience. I know that was a monster.
Sure. Well, actually, at one point in the music industry, it was really a lot easier. And the reason
okay.
I say it was easier is because people understood that they had to groom themselves, meaning they had to, you knew how to sing before you came to the label. You knew how to record before you came to the label, because think about it. The artists like James Brown, they spent most of their time on the road. Artists like Ohio Players, they were on the road forever, even before they got a deal. The OJs, they were on the road singing at a lot of, you know, they had a lot of bars and clubs that they could sing that utilized live music. Now I know today it's different because there isn't as much live music and as many places as you can go and lock into live music. So whenever I got someone came to me, for the most part, they were already ready to go. And the music we put out, this music has already been tried, tested, and everything else, because they would sing it when they were out live. So guys knew what note to hit and how long to hold that note, and the women are going to go crazy here, and so I got to do it when I get in the studio. So in that way, it was much easier. Now, you have a situation where, yeah, anyone can make themselves a star, but in a way, it's actually harder because everybody has access to the internet. So anyone can put up a video. So now you have to cut through the clutter because you have so many things out there. And the other thing about it is that it's even, in a way, it's even harder because, you know, at one point coming up, I know myself, if I got a record on certain radio stations across the country, I knew I had a hit because they were going to play it. And, you know, and their fans were just locked into that radio station. Well, you know, other than specialty programs like yours and programs like yours, That's not the case. People nowadays are more attuned to listening to their own music, or, you know, whether it's on their phone or their PDA. So they have a way of controlling their own music. Then you have these music download services. In some cases, you don't even have to download, like Spotify and, you know, and so many others, where you can just listen to music all day long and never buy anything. And see, and that's the other problem. It's just that it's so much harder to sell music today than it's ever been, because people feel like, you know, why should I buy it when I can listen to it for free? I can just listen. I can go on my computer and I can pull up any song that I want, and I'll find it somewhere on my computer, and I can listen to it all day long. So why do I need to buy it? Why do I need to own it? We've gotten away from owning music. And I think we've even gotten away from, you know, fans. Artists used to have real hardcore super fans. They were waiting for that release. I know I was waiting for every time Stevie Wonder was going to put out a project. I was like, oh, I got to have it. I got to be the first one to get it. And then, you know, Earth, Wind & Fire or whomever. And there's some groups like that today. But the number, I think, is much smaller than what it used to be, because people have so much access today, and it's so easy. It's so easy to kill your career today. You know, take like what we were just talking about not long ago. One wrong video that gets out, and you have a problem. Where before, to be honest with you, we could hide stuff. Today,
right.
You can't hide anything. Everything is out there for public consumption. It's crazy.
Right. Wow. And, you know, as far as you're right, the music, I mean, the record stores, I mean, how many record stores back in the day when Calvin Anderson had, you know, was pumping out here with the VIP and doing his thing, and Sherry Anderson on the gospel side had New Life Gospel and the Word of Life.
Yeah.
And I mean, you go down now, you'd be hard pressed to find any kind of outlet where you could walk in there, unless it's like a Target or Best Buy or something like that, to find the music. But, you know, that's not the same.
But, you know, I'm sorry to interrupt, Dee, but that's just the way of the world right now, you know, because, again, you look at all the stores that are closing. I mean, not even music stores. I'm talking about just department stores. Why are they closing? Because people can shop at home, okay? You know, you can go onto Amazon and you can have tomorrow, okay? You know, you can stay right in your underpants and have whatever you want delivered to you the next day.
Right.
If you want to pay for it.
Right.
And you know, you don't have to go looking for it. So things are a lot easier that way, especially if you live in an area where you don't have too many stores or you never had too many stores. But I noticed the same thing, you know, working in my office in New York, in Manhattan. And you know, if I wanted a CD, you know, a few years back, if I wanted a CD, there was probably only one store in all of Manhattan that I could go find a CD. And, you know, so, of course, I mean, you know, the business has just flipped. The music has just changed. I mean, the business has just changed and the way we do business. But, you know, here's the thing about it. The way I always look at it like this, I always look at it like, okay, so where's the opportunity? Because there has to be an opportunity.
Right.
And so, again, yeah, artists can still get out and go out and perform. Gospel artists, there are churches all over the place. And, you know, you would think that it would be easier for gospel artists than it would be for secular artists, because the bottom line is that you don't have that many places you can really go play if you're a secular artist, if you want to perform and perform with, you know, especially with musicians. That's where are you going? It's hard. So again, but we're living in a time of change. And we have to change with the times. And, you know, we can always look back and think about how things used to be, but, you know, I don't know how far back you want to go, because the picture wasn't always so rosy, you know?
Right. No, because like I said, you know, it makes me sad for the new artist. Like we just started off the show with the number one with KD, man, sweet young lady, very on point. And I like the way that she delivered you know, saying the song when she came on our show and did it live on our television show, and it just an effervescence that she brings in, and I see that like, wow, okay, so here it is, I can get her music online or whatever, but to be able to see her live in a performance gave me a different perspective of wow, it's going to be a great tour or whatever when she decides to do that or whoever, but it seems like it's going to be more of a challenge. What do we tell our young people to keep them in the game, you know?
Well, here's what I would tell them. You know, forget about the Beyoncés and what they're doing. Forget about the Jay-Z's. Forget about the Kanye's that could have a big concert and walk off. Okay? Forget about all that. Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's back to the grind. Okay? And that is, you know, convince a local club owner that's in your neighborhood to say, hey, listen, let me come in and do my song. You don't have to pay me. Just let me do my song. Mm-hmm. Okay? If the crowd loves it, if the DJ start playing it, then you start building up a following. And that's the only way you can do it. You just have to grind. And, you know, and know that, because first of all, you should never get into business thinking about money. Okay, we all want to make money, but if you get into the music business because you love music, you truly better love music, because at first it's not about the money. At least somebody's gonna make money, but it probably won't be you, and that's just
right.
The truth. You know, or you know, no matter what business you decide to get into, it's just like you have to always understand that I'm doing this because I'm passionate about it. I love it. This is what I want to do, and I'll do this for free. And if you have that kind of attitude, you'll get paid. But again, chances are, you know, you're going to go out and it's going to be a grind. And you know what? And the other thing I would say is make those connections with other people, because, you know, here's the funniest thing. You take groups like Kool & the Gang. Do you know Kool & the Gang, they still do about 100 dates a year,
right,
all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now if you're a new artist coming up, connect with someone that's touring like that. Okay, it may not be totally your audience, but if you get on tour with those guys, and if you just break even from being on tour with them, your impact could be so great, because now you're in front of people that love music. You know they love music. That's why they're there. You know, they don't love your music yet because they don't know about you. But I mean, that's one thing I would suggest, is just trying to connect with people. And you know, it's like being an intern. And you know, internships, you don't get paid, but what you get brought into, you know, it's like being an intern for you. So someone who want to be in radio, they would learn so much, because now, you know, they see how it really, really takes place, as opposed to sitting at home guessing, you know. And no matter what it is, there's something to be learned. So, but you can't think about money. And most people, you know, that's their first thought. It's like, well, how much money am I going to make? And, you know, and that's just the wrong attitude. It's like, it's got to be, you know, learn the game. And then you can play the game, because you can't play the game without knowing the game. You know, it's just impossible. You can't go in and demand anything unless you can guarantee something.
Wow. Now the talking about the longevity, talking about the going out, and you brought up like Kool & the Gang. Now this is what we're seeing also the resurgence. I mean, when you can go and fill up Coachella with the segment they call this year as the old men's venue, because you had The Who, you had Rolling Stones. I mean, you know, and they're still out there in their 70s and stuff like that, and still bringing in the massive crowds. But then you turn around, like you have the Delphonics, okay? You have the Stylistics. Still, you're seeing their flyers out there that are performing.
you know, they ain't here no more, but they're being able to,
right.
Because of the basis, they're being a solid basis, they're able to bring in new members into an old framework and still deliver a real sound.
Right.
So, how, I mean, that's that. And then also you had a crossover, because I know in gospel, now I'm looking at the gospel versus the secular, like we brought it before, when you had Kirk Franklin, and he came out there with Stomp and was able to do a crossover. Yolanda Adams was able to successfully do a crossover. You've had BBCC do crossovers, now bringing it relevantly upward a little bit. You had Al Green go from where he was, the heartthrob, and then jump into gospel, and then he jumped back. You know, I guess that wasn't really notching for him. You had a girl recently, Makita, that was with Ron Brown Jazz and the Spirit, okay? Tiffany Lang, and she was doing the gospel, and now she's singing for lead for Rolls Royce. So, I mean, that interchange. Now, is that something that we would also bring into the point, saying be available and be open to be able to transition? Is that another thing that they could look at too?
Well, you know, it all depends on you and where your heart is.
Okay.
Some people, in other words, are only going to work on gospel music. That's all they're ever going to do. They're singing for the Lord. They're not singing for anybody else. Other people, you know, that look at it and say, well, okay, where can I make the most money? Then, you know, then it's different. It's why you're doing it. That, you know, you have to look at the reason that you're doing it. If you're doing it because of you know, your desire to sing is one thing. If you're doing it to pay your bills, you know, then it's another thing. Then you're going to take the best job available. It's like now you're singing, you love to sing, but you're also singing to make a check.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and again, if you have that ability and you can do it, and, you know, again, what we're talking about for the most part is artistry.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a great artist, you have options. If you're not such a great artist, you don't have that many options. And, you know, and then you look at a group like War, for example. Now, their sound was, you know, a little mixture of everything.
Yes.
So when they did their music and you bought one of their, you know, projects back in the day, you got a feel of everything. You got a feel of jazz. You got a feel of country. You got a feel of soul. You got a feel of everything political, you know. Again, and that to me is really a diversity I think everybody should have, that you should know all music, because when you get in one lane, it's like being in traffic. Sometimes you got to change lanes to get where you want to go. But the number one thing you got to do is figure out, where do I want to go? If all I want to do is sing for God, then, you know, your lane is set, you know. And that doesn't mean you can't have a crossover song, because, you know, you can cross over and still be yourself and still bring your authentic sound. You don't have to change up your sound to cross over. You look at, I mean, Michael Jackson, he went from R&B to pop. He didn't change. Just more people fell in love with him, you know? And most of those are the same thing, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I mean, what people don't really look at with Earth, Wind, and Fire and a few other groups, I mean, the first few projects they put out, they failed. And then they caught on. I mean, Prince, I mean, he ended up being a pop star. But at first he had to be an R&B star, and, you know, in those days, because that's just the way it was. You had to come through that grind of R&B and go through the R&B radio stations. And then, you know, once people caught on to his music, and then he could do all he wanted to do, because he had a vast array of music inside of him and not just one dimensional, you know. And and again, there's nothing wrong with one dimensional, because you take someone like, you know, there's a lot of people that have had great careers and sung for a long time, made a lot of money, and just did the same thing over and over and over. So there's nothing wrong with that, trust me. I want to tell you, because you just have to be good at it. I mean, we mentioned Marvin Sapp earlier. Now, if you go see Marvin, you know what you're going to get. Marvin is who he is. Marvin is not going to come out there. He's not going to be doing no dig for you. Marvin's right. going to come out there and sing his song, and he's going to sing his heart out, and that's it, you know, which is mm-hmm. which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, being able to the exposure, now that we're in an age where everything is reality-based now, you know, so on television, reality-based is the main thing that these age, yeah, everything's a reality show now. How have the shows like The Voice or American Idol, where you're trying to say, okay, encourage these kids, but yet and still you're lining up for hours trying to get an audition, and, you know, being first time singing in front of people, and then they sit back and hear you, and they say, oh, man, you suck. Don't even pick up a mic again in life. I mean, what is it really helping our people that want to get involved, young people, or is that kind of hurting them, or what is that really doing for?
Well, you know, it's always a balancing act. Like,
okay.
To be nice to people or to in some ways you're lying because some right. people need to know, some people need to know, like, okay, this is just not your forte.
Right.
Now, it doesn't mean you don't need to be in the music business if it's music they're trying to do. Maybe you should be a songwriter. There's a lot of brilliant songwriters that, you know, will never be lead singers or never be out front. It's just not going to happen because they don't have the charisma. They don't have what it takes to really be out front and make people want to go and buy their music, but they can write mm-hmm. great songs. So, you know, you can still be in the industry, but maybe you won't, maybe you're not what you, maybe it won't be the way you think it's going to be. So mm-hmm. when you stand in line, to me, that's only you showing dedication to your craft and what you want. And when you stand in front of people, like I've watched some of these videos online because I don't watch all those shows, but I watch some of those videos online where people really get truly upset at the judges and they go off the judges. and you know, it's like, don't blame me for telling you the truth. Don't get mad at me. I understand you don't want to accept that. I understand you don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes there's not even a nice way to tell somebody, yeah, man, you should really find something else to do.
Mm-hmm.
I, honestly, sometimes you really save people. You save people a lot of hard work that's
right.
not going to pay off.
Right.
But here's what I stand by. I stand by, you know, if you believe it yourself, and this is what you want to do, it doesn't matter what anybody else says. Keep mm-hmm. trying to do it. You know,
right.
if you love to sing, what is you? Are you singing to be a star, or are you singing because you love to sing? Because mm-hmm. if you love to sing, you can sing anywhere. It's not about
right.
being a star. If you want to be a star, then that might be a different story. And
mm-hmm.
you know, that might be something we have to talk about. It's like, well, I don't think you're star material in that lane, but there may be another lane that you could easily fit into. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, listen, I respect anyone that will go out and, you know, wait for hours and days to get in front of, you know, people in a way. And sometimes all these judges, if you ask me, they're not really qualified.
Right.
Because, you know, just to keep it real, because they may have a voice themselves. They may know how to sing. They might even know how to teach you how to sing. But, you know, do they know how to market you? Do they really know what to look for when it comes to talent? And, you know, because, again, you can take people with not the best voices and they could go on to sell a lot of music. So, you know, but again, it's sometimes it comes down to passion. And, you know,
right.
for example, she's one of my favorites, and I always, it always cringe when I hear this, but people always talk about Mary J.
Mm-hmm.
and Mary J. this and Mary J. that. Well, I just happen to love Mary J. and I love her music because Mary J. is passionate about her music. So she sells her music to you. It's not like, oh my God, she doesn't believe that. So why should I believe it? And that's what you get sometimes when you listen to, especially up and comers. You listen to, you know, for example, I was judging this talent show and this young man was doing the song of Change is Gonna Come, but he had no passion.
Mm.
And I was like, afterwards, I said, didn't know what that song meant. do you know even know why that song was written? Do you even know when that song was written? And he was like, no, I don't know any of that. I was like, well, you know what? You need to connect with the song so you can understand this song was very important when it came out for the following reasons. And, you know, but people sometimes don't do that. I was listening to Will Smith and Samuel Jackson, and they were talking about movies and roles, and they were talking about connecting with that role that they're going to play. And seeing, to me, that's the same way an artist, a singer needs to do. If you're going to deliver a song, you got to connect with that song. You got to know what the words mean. You got to know why this person wrote this song. You know, you can't just sing Amazing Grace and have no feelings. It just doesn't work.
Right. Wow. Yeah. What brought me to that was because on the last America's Got Talent, they finally brought back this guy, Simon Cowell, and they had a husband and wife duo singing and competing. They went quite a long way, but it turned out to be they were background singers for Alicia Keys. So, and they're still, after they came off the show, they're still, every time you see, now she's on The Voice, and whenever she does something live, then they're still there. So, I mean, you know, it's like, okay, but there's been some people that have gone on from background to find their way up front. Luther Vandross was in a group, and then he got it. This, at the time, we have people through time that have been able to prove that. But then again, you have, on a retrospect, Jennifer Hudson, when Simon just talked about her, like, man, you know, we know about that one, and look what she did, you know, so you're right. The passion I evidently fueled her to where it was like, okay, I'll show you. And she came back and she showed the world, and she's still doing her thing. So
right,
yeah,
exactly.
You're right. If your passion's deep, you're not going to let somebody get you off because they feel like, you know, that's not what their ears want to hear that day or what they want to, you know what I'm saying? And you can't condemn somebody for what they want to do if the passion's there. You're right.
Yeah, Dave, let me tell you something. When I used to be a radio program director and announcer for 10 years myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I first started to get into that endeavor, there were family members that said, why are you doing that? That's the stupidest thing in the world. Now, they didn't say it to me, but I know they said it, okay? And but of course, once I made it, then they were like, yeah, that's my brother. Oops, okay. So again, you know, again, people, there are a lot of dream killers.
Mm.
Now, you know, there's a lot of, quite a few artists that are background singers with excellent voices, but unfortunately, that's what they are. Because, you know, it's the difference between knowing how to control the knobs and run your radio show than being the announcer. Because, you know, you can be an engineer, but you might not be that announcer because you may not be that clever. You may not be clever enough to get the audience and engage the audience, because that's what the person up front has to do. The person up front has to connect with the audience. The same background singers don't. But it's like you take someone like Bootsy, right? When Bootsy, you know, first playing with James Brown and then playing with, you know, Parliament Funkadelic. Okay, as soon as I saw that guy, I was like, well, that guy's a star. And he was just playing his bass, but it was the way he was bobbing his head and the way he was dressed. And, you know, it was just like, he's not a great singer, but I was like, yeah, that's, man, I love Bootsy. Why do you love Bootsy? I don't know, because he looks like he's having so much fun. And he's
right.
You know,
right.
It's that simple. So some people, you can't hold them in the back, and some people that's in the back, I'm sorry, can't be in the front, because it's not always about voice. There's a lot of great singers, but there are not a lot of stars. There's a big difference between a singer and a star.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, so here we go. We pretty much transferred the music industry from there to now. But then again, there's hope for the young people. Last time we talked, you're working with a group that you have now, because you got your own management company. So you're bringing to the forefront of your entertainment component. You're bringing in all the wisdom you have from the marketing, from the radio, from the production aspect, and here it is now. So for those that say, what your project, your new project, what's going on with that now? What's Jazzy doing now? Bring us up to the point on what you're doing now.
Well, you know, like you mentioned in the intro, there's so much going on because I have one singer. She's a female vocalist, and she's right now starring in Phantom of the Opera, the touring play that's touring across the country. And she's playing Christine in there, and then hopefully she will make it onto Broadway from there. But that's our plan, and that's what the projection is. So we're, you know, very excited about that. And, you know, and it's good. It's good because she's a trained opera singer, and she can sing flat out, sing anything, you know, and right. which is really good for my ears, because I love that, because there's not very many bad notes. Let's put it that way. And I'm also working with a young group of three sisters out of Huntsville. They're called Jazang. And, you know, they are so talented. It's really funny. Kirk Franklin just called me 2 days ago. He was like, Jazzy, can you give me the number? I got to call him, because what they did was a cover of one of his songs, and they just put it up on the internet. He saw it. He loved it. And he wanted to call them up just to give them encouragement. So, you know, it's about using, you know, relationships and the connections that you have. But right now, you know, they just signed. I just got them signed with LaShawn Daniels and you know, who's better known as Big Chiz. And he's doing a new label. So I got them signed with him, and we're working now to develop them. Because again, I don't want you out there until you're developed.
Right.
Let's develop you first. Let's prepare you to go on, walk on, and do an interview with anyone. Let's prepare you to know and understand stage presence. Let's understand breathing. So when you sing a song, you know, technically you're correct. And when you go in the studio, we work with people, it's easier. Therefore, everybody wants to work with you. You know, so that's part of my day, you know, working with those artists. Also, you know, there's other artists that I'm also that's in the stable that I'm working with, but those two right now are, you know, we got some really good things going with those guys.
Right.
And that's my morning job.
Right, I got you.
And afternoon, I just did something that, you know, that I never really imagined doing. It's something I always wanted to do. And that is, you know, write a book.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I had to ask myself, well, what am I passionate about? And what I'm passionate about is helping people. Because trust me, these artists that I was talking about, I'm not really making any real money from them, because they're not making money. So how can they pay me? So, but again, if you're blessed enough for God to have allowed me to walk in the places I've walked, then now it's my desire, and it's something I should want to do, and that is to help others. So again, it comes back to the book. Why did I write Health is Wealth? I wrote that book because I believe that we do not have to suffer from high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, and all the other maladies that we go through in life, because the biggest part of that is that what we do to ourselves and what we don't do, and that is we don't take care of ourselves. About 800,000 people in the U.S. in 2013 suffered from strokes. Okay, 129 of them died. So, again, you know, from the amount of heart attacks that's happening every year, from the amount of deaths that's going on, and again, we're all going to die. I accept that. I receive that. I know that. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing about it. When we get out of bed every day, we're taking another step closer to the grave. Because from the time you're born to the time you die, only thing you're doing is walking to the grave. What's important is what you do on the way. Now, what I'm trying to do, and what I want everybody else to do, and I consider everybody to be my friend, I want all my friends to make it a longer walk to the grave. That's all. You know, don't take right. any shortcuts to get to the grave. And again, that's why, you know, what I'm doing now, I'm at a phase in my life where D-honestly, it's just it's such a good place to be because I want to help others. I want to share all the knowledge that I have with anyone that will listen. And, you know, and that's my responsibility. My responsibility is not to make anyone do anything. My responsibility is to make you aware of all the things you can do. And, you know, I think people just cut themselves short because, number one, you have to be, you know, listen, if you're overweight, obese, you know, you've got a problem.
Right.
And I understand that, you know, sometimes it's, I know it's never easy. I'm not saying it's ever easy, but what is easy? And again, it is easy. And the reason I say it's easy is because I think if people know better, they'll do better.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really stop to think about what you're ingesting in yourself,
mm-hmm.
you might make a change. But with no thought, and this is what I'm saying, we've been mindless. But I got news for you. With this new presidency, we had better wake up on a lot of fronts. Again, as bleak as the picture may look, it might actually be good for us because we need to really make a change. And, you know, here's the other thing that really got me is the more research I did. You know, African Americans are twice as more likely to have a heart condition than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that? It's very simple. Because of all the fried food and stuff that we put on our mouths that are no good to us or for mm-hmm. us. And even when I hear the thought, well, you know, our ancestors used to eat like this. Well, our ancestors used to work.
Mm.
Our ancestors used to be out in the field all day long, sweating.
Right.
And, you know, and they wasn't drinking a pop or soda. They were drinking
right.
water. Okay.
Right.
Cause that's all they had. They were just drinking mm-hmm. water, and whatever they put in their bodies, they burnt it off.
Right.
We are not doing that. And see, here's another thing too. They knew where their food came from because more than likely they grew it themselves. Okay. They know,
yeah.
they knew everything about their food. They grew it themselves. And, you know, and guess what? They were not eating meat every day.
Mm-hmm.
Meat was maybe Sunday.
Mm.
It wasn't every day.
Right.
So, you know, don't give me the argument about, you know, what our ancestors used to eat or how they used to eat, because basically, mm-hmm. number one, we could never be our past generations because those people were tough.
Yeah, that's a resilience there. Now, I know we could talk all day, and I love it, man, but I want to just make sure that people are up on the new book. It's out now, and how can they get it? And talked about that. And then get the final
okay.
last words, because we got about 4 minutes, 3 minutes left. So let's, and how they can reach out to you or whatever. Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah, you can pick up the book on Amazon on Tuesday. Listen, this is not about making money. This is about helping people. It's going to be available for 99 cents for the whole week. Okay. Just 99 cents. Okay. It's not about me getting rich. It's about me putting material out there to help people. And you can go right to Amazon. The name, title of the book is Health is Wealth. My name, of course, is James Jazzy Jordan as the author. You can also, you know, check my, on social media, of course, you can get in touch with me on Facebook and I do all this stuff myself. I don't have anyone run around answering stuff for me. I do it myself. You can look me up, whether you want to contact me about music, you want to contact me about health, you want to contact me for whatever reason, that's how you can easily find me. And again, I got to tell you something, brother. It's always a pleasure talking to you, man. I just love to talk to knowledgeable people that we can just, you know, share and you know what's great about these conversations is like your ears, you're just listening to people that don't even know you're listening. You know, that's the cool part.
Mm,
and now you
right.
can just connect and learn some stuff yourself.
Yeah. That is so true, man. And I, you know, the wisdom and knowledge that you bring in throughout the years, man, and you're so relevant now with it, man, is just such a blessing. And I'm so glad to call you my friend. I like to thank Miss Lady D. Dorian Edwards, man, for putting us together in the days when we went Urban Network, man. And,
yes,
you know, we just saw each other at the last Urban, man, and we look for a lot more times together like that. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the one, the only Jazzy Jordan. He gave you a break on the book at 99 cents, man. You can't beat that. You can't even get that, man, at the 99 cent store. They're going to find something to tack on. So you guys be real with it. Get out and support this. And any questions, he just opened his heart and his heart to you and said, get at him. Jazzy, thanks for being a part of us. And like I said, my house is your house. So anytime you got something new, man, just holler at us. We got you on that. All right?
All right, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, Jazzy. Thank you, appreciate you.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So we'd like to thank once again Lady D. Dorian. Dorian, get well. We miss you out here on the field, baby, and it's all good. We got a lot of things to do, so let's make it happen. First Lady D., thank you for being a part of that team there on the television show, Health from the Inside Out. You can catch us on Four Point Media LLC. That's 4 Point Media LLC on our YouTube channel, and you get to see some of the people that we've had in the studio. We had KD, we've had Mr. Lewis, we have Vincent Ward coming up from The Walking Dead coming in with us. We had Oba Babatunde, we've had Ray Parker Jr. So go and check us out on Four Point Media LLC. We'd also like to thank Ms. M for holding it down on the ones and twos, Pam Broussard at BN Motion PR, for KD for the good music, and keep on doing what you're doing. And for you, the listeners, like I say each and every week, put God first and everything else will follow. I guarantee it. This is your year, 2017. Make it a good one. Ms. M, take it away. Thank you very much. Love you guys.
When it's more than I can bear.
Find a quiet place somewhere.
Yes.
I know that I can find
when it's just the two of us. And I can share what's on my mind. Yes, Lord. Well, you can speak into my life, Lord. Listen to this verse. Some people seek to understand without ever comprehending all of the things regarding you, Father. But one thing that I know,
from what you have revealed, that my destiny is sealed.
Because I confess and I believe in you, Lord. It's just the two of us.
Yes. I know you will bring me through
every
test, every trial, every battle, oh God. I trust you, Father. Hey.
I know your love for me is real, and my destiny is sealed.
Yes, because of your love, because of your blood, my destiny is sealed, oh God. Hey, come on, sing it again. Take us out.